KAXE News, I'm Chelsea Perkins with the Up North Report. Failed candidate for Governor Mike Lindell will privately fund a hand recount of last week's votes in the Republican primary. Lindell lost to Minnesota House Speaker Lisa Damith by more than 45,000 votes, and results were certified Tuesday by the state canvassing board. The former MyPillow CEO claims there were anomalies in election night reporting data.
If this recount is not enough to change the outcome of my election, it will definitely help the greater cause of getting rid of these voting machines across the country.
Lindell has long cast doubt on election integrity and is one of the most prominent supporters of President Donald Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. His running mate, Philip C. Parrish, has filed a petition to the state Supreme Court alleging there were, quote, errors, omissions, and wrongful acts by the Secretary of State. In statements to media, the Secretary of State's office says Lindell has not officially requested the recount. Lindell would also need to pay $825,000. The deadline to request the recount is Monday. Minnesota Republicans are voicing their opposition to Governor Tim Walz's executive order blocking mining efforts near the Boundary Waters. Emma Crabb attended a press conference Wednesday morning.
Nine state officials and local mayors joined Congressman Pete Stauber of Hermantown along Highway 53 north of Virginia to express frustration with the executive order signed by Walz on Tuesday. It blocks copper-nickel mining in the Rainy River Headwaters watershed, a region that includes the Boundary Waters. Stauber repeatedly referred to Walz's order as a, quote, attack on the Iron Range way of life.
Minnesota has been mining for 146 years. We know how to do it. Our union workers know how to do it, and we can lead not only the United States, but we can lead the world.
Stauber says proposed mining projects would not be within the Boundary Waters itself, nor in a buffer zone around it. However, opponents say the watershed is still too close for comfort. Throughout the event, personal connections took center stage. State Senator Rob Farnsworth of Hibbing spoke about his father's job in the mining industry. He says Minnesotans need to trust state environmental and labor mining standards.
We know we need the minerals, and we know that Iron Range families need these jobs so that they can stay and live and raise their family in the same place that we all want to raise our family.
Some state officials pointed to their tour of Eagle Mine earlier this year. The underground copper nickel mine located in Michigan's Upper Peninsula was touted by several speakers as an example of an ideal mining situation. State Rep. Roger Scraba of Ely was among them.
There is absolutely no reason we can't mine safely anywhere in the world. What I saw, what they did there, we can do here.
The future of the executive order and the watershed likely lies in the hands of the next Minnesota governor, who will be elected November 3rd. Emma Crabb, KAXE News.
The FBI is launching a new program to solve cold cases impacting tribal nations, including missing and murdered Indigenous persons cases. Larissa Donovan has more.
The Voices Not Forgotten initiative increases monetary rewards for investigations into unsolved homicides, kidnappings, and missing persons where the FBI has jurisdiction. This includes a new minimum reward of $25,000 for information on six highlighted unsolved cases involving Native people. Four of those cases are the suspicious disappearances or deaths of children. The Voices Not Forgotten rollout also includes a new webpage with a map detailing cold cases on reservations across the country. One cold case on the FBI's list is the murder of 31-year-old Jacob Jeffrey Hunter on the Red Lake Nation. The FBI says he was killed in the East Bartons area of Red Lake on October 7, 2020. A reward for information on his case is set at $5,000. The FBI has special jurisdiction to investigate major crimes committed on about 200 reservations, with the authority derived from 19th century laws. Larissa Donovan, KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories at KAXE.org. For the KAXE Newsroom, I'm Chelsea Perkins, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is sponsored by Woodland Bank, with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River, dedicated to serving the financial needs of the community and their customers. More info at woodland.bank.